a little musical morning team fun that we're going to try and remember to do on Mondays when we have our One Hit Wonder Mondays, just because it's fun to remember a one hit wonder. Remember this one, of course? The One Hit Wonder Monday is based on the wake-up songs that we have for you when we start our broadcast at 5:30 in the morning. We decided in the year 2021 we'd play those songs that are known as being one-hit wonders for the groups or the artists that perform. These groups are artists that have one big hit known in the United States. Maybe in their home countries. A lot of times you have artists that are not, you know, from here, and they're bigger in their home countries.
But kind of a carefree song, isn't it?
The new vaudeville band from 1966.
Yeah. Winchester Cathedral?
Exactly right.
Yeah. You're playing my era, Charlie. Second one this morning.
It was a big hit. It really was. As strange as it was, and if I understand the story correctly, the guy behind it put together the song. Wasn't expecting it to be a hit when it became a hit. He actually had, because he had a studio group do it, and then he had to form his own band, the new vaudeville band, to actually go on tour and play and try and record more music that never became as big as a hit as Winchester Cathedral. Yeah, then the guy who wrote the song, Jeff Stevens, just passed away in December, too. I think he was like 86 years old. So now, and I mentioned in the wake-up song, too, you know, that's the original version, that it was, because it was so big, it was covered by a lot of artists, yeah, including none other than Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra doing Winchester Cathedral. Sounds a little like this. Of course, you'd expect Frank to put his own spin on the hit song. Here we go.
Of course.
Winchester Cathedral, you're bringing me down. You stood and you watched as my baby left town. You could have done something.
I don't know, maybe he needs a little finger snapping in there or something.
Yeah, swinging his arms and finger snapping.
Didn't do nothing.
Nice.
You didn't do nothing. You didn't do nothing. There you go. Frank doing Winchester Cathedral.
That was kind of a movement, though, especially like the mid to late 60s, where pop groups would do those old music hall kind of retro songs. Stones did them. Herman's Hermit, you know, did a couple of them. Beatles did a few. That was just kind of their way of paying homage, I think, to yesteryear. Whereas now, today's artists, they'll play stuff that sounds like 80s music.
Yeah. And you think of the number of novelty songs in the 60s and even the 70s that hit number one or high on the charts.
Right. It was a big year, a top 40 year.
I'm trying to think, when's the last time we had any novelty song? Maybe Weird Al Yankovic, who's had some success with some of his parodies that he's done that might be most noted for that in the modern era, if you will. One-hit wonders. As I said, we wake you up on the Monday morning team show, but in the midpoint of the show, just have a little fun. We'll see if we can remember to throw those in so you can enjoy it as well. And, of course, hopefully offering a chance now to have that particular song now in your head for the rest of the day. You're going to be whistling Winchester Cathedral.
66, Pat, we like some of the harder songs, too, like I Can Get No Satisfaction.
That's right. Oh, yeah. No,
I was the
just,
others?
Right, no, I was just saying that was kind of just, that was also happening at the same time. Oh, yeah, in the midst of the rock era that was the 60s, yeah.
The 60s into the 70s provided some of the greatest variety of genres of music that became hits.
Throw in Motown.
Yeah. And then in the 80s and 90s and certainly 2000s, I mean, it just seems, I don't know.
Yeah.
Of course, that's us talking now, not the youngsters.
Well, now we're in the era of, well, we were for a while, the era of falsetto, it seems, in music and some of the FM dial.
And, of course, the rap musicians that started to make a big into some of the music charts, too.
The boy bands.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the boy bands. The big hair bands, the heavy metal bands.
That's right.
Some that became popular enough to actually have some of their songs chart.
I was going to say, one-hit wonders, dare we say.
Yes.
Some of them.
Some of them.